Like you invite you to turn to Psalm 73. Psalm 73 is a psalm of Asaph, and I want to read the last 8 verses here, starting in verse 21 all the way to 28. The Gospel Transformation Bible helps us in 3 points here that we'll look to confess before our Lord corporately here. Verse 21, as Asaph confesses his sin, when my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you receive me to glory. I've oftentimes thought, isn't that all we need to know? Right today, he will guide us with his counsel, and then afterwards, he will receive us to glory. What a great day that will be. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You shall put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell you of all your works. Let's look to 3 things that we possibly need to confess today. I need to confess all 3 of these. In verse 24, do we neglect the transformative power of his word? You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you have received me to glory. Have we neglected his counsel this week? Number 2, from verse 25, have we failed to look to heaven for our advocate? Have we looked to other places for our satisfaction, possibly for our comfort, maybe idols? 25, whom have I in heaven but you? There is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. Can we say that? Can we truly mean that? And then verse 26, do we lose the assurance of eternal life at times? My flesh and my heart may fail. Does that happen in trials where we lose confidence in what the Lord has done? But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So let's look to the Lord to those 3 things. Have we neglected his powerful word? Have we looked to someone else other than our Lord Jesus in heaven for satisfaction, strength, and comfort? And then have we possibly lost some of the confidence that we have in knowing what our Lord God has done for all of eternity? I'll give you a minute, an extended minute, and then I'll close this. Gracious Father, I would confess probably for each of us that our hearts are idol-making factories, and we want to be like the psalmist and say, there is nothing on earth I desire besides you. And yet, Lord, there are other things that compete against you every day of our lives. And we pray that those competitors would never win the day, but we would look only to Christ for our comfort, for our strength, for our satisfaction, for our joy, for peace, for the love that we need to love others. And we are very grateful, Lord, that you have given that to us through the counsel of your word. Lord, we pray that we would feast on your word and we would not neglect your word, which again gives us all we need for life and godliness. And so, Lord, we confess these things before you. We thank you for your perfect forgiveness. We thank you that justification is so thorough that you have pounded the gavel of heaven, and that you have declared us righteous even when our acts are not righteous, because of the perfect work of our Savior. And thank you that you have given us perfect righteousness due to what he has done on the cross. And Father, that we were just so incredibly blessed to swap that sin for his perfect righteousness. And Lord, you have done more than we could ask or imagine. And so I pray today that our hearts and minds would be fixed on Christ, that we would realize how deep and high and long and great your love is, and that we would not go to another for that love. We pray this in Jesus' name.